And this left huge crowds of people at St Pancras desperately trying to find an alternative route just a day before New Year's Eve.
Taking the kids to Disneyland, and unfortunately we just got told it got cancelled at the last minute.
We're going skiing, so we've got connections from Paris down, which we'll obviously miss. It would have been nice a little bit earlier to have somebody at least wandering down the line and just telling people what was going on.
Wintry conditions up and down the UK have prompted yellow weather warnings for snow, ice and rain. SSEN have restored power to 48,000 homes cut off by Storm Gerrit in northern Scotland. A 23-year-old man's been remanded in custody at Sheffield Magistrates Court after he was charged with the murder of Chris Marriott. The father of two died after being hit by a car while trying to help a stranger on Wednesday. Hassan Janga has also been charged with five counts of attempted murder. Two men have died and another two are fighting for their life in hospital after a house fire in South London. Police in Croydon say the cause is under investigation. Sport, and it's currently Celtic 1, Rangers 0 in a huge game at the top of the Scottish Premiership at Parkhead. And Luton can move out of the Premier League relegation zone with victory over Chelsea. Live to Nigel Bidmead at Kenilworth Road.
Half an hour play, Chelsea lead 1-0, and the visitors are well worth their lead given to them by Cole Palmer in the 12th minute. Luton defender Issa Kabore gave the ball away in his own area and Palmer scored with an angled left-footed drive. The best chance for Luton was from a free kick on the left in the 18th minute. The former Chelsea playmaker Ross Barkley just too high with his effort. Luton 0, Chelsea 1.
Champions Manchester City host bottom club Sheffield United this afternoon, while Aston Villa can go level on points with leaders Liverpool. That's the latest. I'm Claire Gregory.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So the remainder of the afternoon will be heavy rain coming in around tea time and grey and overcast between then. Maximum temperature of 11 degrees, and tonight there's going to be some very strong winds coming in. Coastal areas is being suggested to avoid them if you can. The heavy rain will come in overnight, and there'll be isolated showers continuing from that once that dies down around dawn. A minimum temperature of just 6 degrees, and then tomorrow, very windy, strongest winds along the coast, scattered blustery showers developing throughout the day. There might be the occasional bright spell, but nothing confirmed, with a maximum temperature of 8 degrees. And the outlook for Monday to Wednesday, dry for most of Monday, actually, with isolated showers. Heavy, persistent rain, strong winds across all parts on Tuesday, becoming less showery later on in the day, and then scattered showers and easing winds Wednesday onwards with average temperatures. But as we know, that could change. We'll make sure we update you each and every hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444, or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Welcome to the second hour of the weekend wind up on, well, where are we? It's leading up to New Year, isn't it? Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend and a great day. This is Elton John.
So hard, that ain't like a man. I could fly like a bird. Some days had a place where I could land. I could have sworn we were all locked in. Man, that's what you say. I never knew it could hurt. So bad when the power of love is dead.
Sounding good. That's the world we left behind. Loving that. So thanks to everyone who's took the time to get in touch. Really appreciate it. A lovely message from Lucy. Lucy said, just want to wish you a happy new year and thank you for all the music you've played today. Thank you so much. That's lovely. And oh, you had a great break, Lucy. I know you were celebrating with family. I think you messaged in last week, didn't you? So, yeah, I hope you had a lovely time. Lucy also asked, what's my New Year's resolution? I don't have resolutions. I don't have them. I'm the sort of person I wouldn't keep them anyway if I did have them. And I think if something's important, if you want to do something or if you need to change something, then you shouldn't wait until that one day to do it. You should be doing it already. And that's not said with any judgment on anyone. It's just my opinion. So, yeah, I don't believe in them. But I've got nothing really I would, you know, my resolutions to change this year, I don't think. I think I'm going to be a little bit, God, this sounds really awful. I'm going to be a little bit more selfish, actually. Yeah, I'm becoming more and more aware that I think I just need to look after the important people and myself and not devote my time to others as much. So I'm going to be doing that, I think. So that sounds really selfish, but it's not. It's just a bit of self-preservation. But, yeah, nothing major. It's just to... yeah, just constantly keep my head down and keep ploughing through. I think like we all do, don't we? That's what we're all going to do. So no great resolutions. Things I want to do this year, I want a couple of nice holidays, which I'm hopefully going on, which will be good. I wanted to travel a little bit, see a bit of sunshine, get back into reading a bit more as well, which might sound really dull to some people, but I don't devote enough time to just relaxing. And I've noticed this week, by doing very little indoors, just catching up on TV, doing things like falling asleep on the sofa during the day, having a nap. I'd never do that. I always say that I can't nap, but reality is that I have done this week and it's been lovely. So, yeah, just kind of doing that and just, you know, making sure my children are all right. That's the thing. I know it sounds cheesy, but got a grandchild now, and just making sure they're all right, and that's it. So nothing major. What about you? Hope whatever you're up to, you're going to plan, and you're going to it's going to go, and you're going to exceed all expectations, my love. But thanks for getting in touch. Message from Sarah as well. Sarah said, loving the tunes today as usual, looking forward to starting January on a positive note. Absolutely. January is always a sort of slightly dull, flat month, isn't it? And you know, we always have to get back into reality and we're back into the routine. So have a lovely weekend, whatever you're up to as well. Now, coming up, I have today's Danish Choice very, very soon, and also cover from another as well. So make sure you stay tuned for those. They're very good this week, even if I do say so myself.
Okay.
Takeaway from Hut and Spice. All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At J.W.
CWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
XFM travel news.
Yeah, apologies. That wasn't the track I was meant to have played, so that was a bit random. I do apologise for that. Anyway, latest travel update for you today. And the roads are not looking too bad, actually. Still some busy areas around the borough, but no major problems from what I can see. On the A128, as you approach Wilson's Corner, of course that's busy, but that's a mixture of weekend shopping, as usual. The Brentwood High Street is cleared now. That was busy this morning. There was a broken down vehicle, which was causing some delays with the buses getting through in that area. That's now sorted, so things are moving okay. Gallows Corner. As you leave Gallows Corner on the A12, heading towards the M25 junction, one lane closed at the moment because of a broken down vehicle causing some issues. Still moving slower than usual, but apart from that, all other main roads are looking okay, actually. If you are going over into Kent on the bridge, as you go on the other side, leaving the bridge, it's quite congested around there at the moment. There's a minor accident which was causing some problems. Traffic is moving just slower than usual. Services on Greater Anglia Network into Liverpool Street and C2C into Fenchurch Street / Liverpool Street are subject to alteration today. There is still the last residue of the festive timetable in place, so do check with them before heading out. There are delays on the Circle District and Jubilee Line. Northern Line has a park closure later on today. And remember, if you are travelling or planning to travel on the Eurostar from St Pancras or Ashford, you do need to check with Eurostar Direct. There is major issues with the services not running due to a leak in one of the tunnels, so do check with those before heading out. Okay, now it's time for today's Danny's Choice, slightly later than usual. Danny's picked a track which I'd completely forgotten about, and it came through yesterday, and I wasn't really aware of it, actually. And it came through, and then it kind of, listening back to it this morning, I do remember it, and it's a great tune. What a way to end the year, Dan. I just want to say a big thanks to Dan. He sent me a lovely message yesterday, say thanks for being part of the show. And I think we should all, as listeners and myself, throw that back at Dan, because there has not been a week we have not picked a cracker, even the Morrissey week we won't talk about. He's picked a cracker out of the bag, and he's entertained us all year round. So, Dan, thanks, my friend. Happy New Year to you and yours. I hope it's a good one for you. And today's choice, the final one of 2023 from Danny, is Paramore, and this is Hard Times.
All right.
Here we go. Steve Arrington there. Feels so real. So, now it's time for today's cover from another. And I've picked probably the original by one of the greatest voices there has ever been. With the cover version by probably one of the biggest stars there's ever been. So, it's got a New Year theme to this one. And I just listened to the cover version of this and I thought it was glorious. For me, the original is the one, but I've been proved wrong many a time before. So you can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or hit me up on social media or WhatsApp me and let me know which you prefer. But this is today's cover from another.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. The same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you receive. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance,
too early in the game. Is that eh? So the original was by Ella Fitzgerald, What Are You Doing for New Year's Eve? And the cover version, Mr. Rod Stewart, from one of his festive albums, which, if you get a chance to check them out, I've always got them playing in my house. My better half plays them every Christmas, and she's always got them on. And it reminds me of Christmas Day when I hear them, but they're good albums. Check them out if you can. And that was Rod's version, obviously sampling as well Etta's version. So do let me know which version you prefer. I mean, it's trickier. So I love the original, but the cover version is just almost as good, isn't it? Let me know. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with Bull Atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
I had a dream, there was a rainbow over the mountains, over the sea.
Just you and me will go walking together, watching the sun rise over the trees.
Stay like this forever. Fantasy Island.
was alright, it was okay. I'll pay my life before I loved you. The word never pictures in the hallway. There were no fireworks, there was no grand allure. That only happened when
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, that was Leon. Who was that? Leon Jackson with Stargazing. Couple of people messaging about today's cover for another, so thank you very much. To remind you, it was What Are You Doing This New Year's Eve, the original by Etta James, the cover version, Rod Stewart, sampled with Etta James. Bit of a mix today, bit of a mix, which is good. I say, for me, love both versions, really do, but for me it's the original just pips it, purely because of Etta's voice. But James messaged in to say, love this song, was playing this over the Christmas period. You'll never beat the original, but I did love the Rod Stewart version. Julie messaged in saying the Rod Stewart version for me. Sarah said, oh, I love this song. I haven't heard this in a long while. Can't make up my mind. Love both of them the same. Hannah said, love the Rod Stewart version of this. Rod Stewart has done some amazing cover versions. He has. As I said, check out the festive album, but also check out his songbooks. He did about five of those. Really glorious stuff. And I tell you what I would like Rod Stewart to do. And I don't know if he's done this before. If he has, it's passed me by. I'd like him to do an album of show tunes, do his take on it, some big show numbers. You know, and I'm talking shows like things like Ain't Misbehaving and all of that, kind of real old school shows, not kind of modern ones. And yeah, it'd be interesting to see his take on that, wouldn't it? So if he has done it, somebody let me know. If he hasn't, Rod, if you're listening, mate, you're local, get on it. And Nick's also messaged in to say, love Etta James. Anything that woman touches is like gold. This is amazing. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Glorious, glorious, glorious. So thanks, everyone. Keep those messages coming in regarding that. Now, we had a lovely message in from Jack. And Jack said, was really ill over Christmas, still recovering now, so haven't been able to go out and let myself loose and enjoy some good music. It's a good I play something because I'm feeling much better now, even though I'm still struggling to get rid of it. I'm feeling miles better than where I was, and I'd like something to dance around the kitchen too. Something ravey I've been asked for. So I've just gone for something that I like. Oh, you feel better, mate, soon.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.